Agriculture feeds nearly 8 billion people every day, but also generates enormous amounts of greenhouse gases and threatens wild animals and plants because of the land and water needed to raise our food. Demand for protein, especially meat, which takes by far the biggest toll on the environment, is soaring as the population grows, tastes change, and incomes rise. The AP deployed journalists to 16 locations in 10 countries on 5 continents to better understand this protein problem and learn about ways some creative thinkers and innovators are trying to solve it.
We try to answer this question, can we feed this growing world without starving the planet?
That's AP Health and Science editor, John Fahey.
We have 8 billion people on planet Earth, a growing population. Everybody needs 3 meals a day. We're running out of land. We're already eating into important land for biodiversity. We're losing arable land. And in the conversations with experts, we needed to sort of narrow down what is the real problem here. The biggest part of the problem is our demand for protein. And why that is so hard on the Earth is because when you raise an animal, you need space to raise that animal, and you need space to grow the food to feed that animal. So it's double the amount of natural resources to grow an animal that is to grow plants. That's known. We wanted to look at what people are doing, farmers and scientists around the world, to try to mitigate those problems, try to make meat production less taxing on the environment, new ways of making meat, of raising animals, to try to reduce that impact.
The AP team fanned out around the world to find some of those solutions that people were trying to develop and propagate.
We wanted to look at some futuristic ways of tackling this problem, including new plant-based meat recipes and cultivated meat or lab-grown meat techniques. And we also wanted to see how people raise meat in a very traditional way. We went to Senegal and Mongolia to learn from the pastoralists who have been raising meat this way for centuries, millennia even. The whole point of pastoralism is you and the animals go to where there is fodder for them. It's inherently adapted to a changing environment.
Reporters also traveled to Brazil to learn about the climate impact of clearing forests to create space for livestock grazing.
What we learned is the soil in the Amazon is really, really poor. You see the lush Amazon and you think, oh, this must be the greatest place in the world to grow plants. In fact, the soil is quite poor. And when a bit of the forest is cleared, farmers get 2 or 3 years of productivity before all the rain and the sun sort of bleach out the soil. The Amazon is sometimes known as a wet desert. And the farmers there have, in order to make a living, have to clear more forest. So there's a tremendous amount of land in the Amazon that has been cleared forest that is fallow, that's not being used. And the pressure to clear more is part of what is causing continued deforestation of the Amazon.
Fahey says we have turned our planet into our garden.
A huge percentage of the farmable land on the planet we have turned into cropland for us and for our cows and pigs and chickens. That's what we use this earth for. We were facing, as a species, real worry and concern at the beginning of the last century. Lots of famines, starvation, some technological advances, collectively known as the Green Revolution, really did wonders to get us to where we are now, with enough calories to feed everyone on planet Earth, even with a population as big as we have. But it has come at a cost that has been hidden and is no longer so hidden. We're seeing the cost in terms of biodiversity loss and climate emissions.
Unlike some other issues that humanity has faced, this one, Fahey says, is incredibly complex because food is so much a part of our culture.
You can't tell a group of people how to eat. This is like central to who we are as communities. A lot of our culture is centered around how we eat. It's a really tricky problem to solve. And there's not going to be one or two or even five things that helps us overcome this. There's going to have to be lots and lots of different solutions that work differently for different places around the world, that both serves the people who love and rely on the food in their area and the planet and the climate.
So, what's one thing that we can do on an individual level to help overcome this problem?
We talked a little bit about people becoming vegetarian. That's unlikely. it is possible and maybe even probable that people could reduce the amount of meat, have meat one fewer meal, one fewer day a week. That kind of thing would make an enormous difference and is more probable than saying, all right, cut off meat. Any sort of suggestion that people should change how they eat is generally not welcomed. People want to eat what they want to eat, and that's understandable. We started with a question, can we feed this growing world without starving the planet? I think the answer is yes, we can. Will we? I think is a more difficult question to answer.
I'm Jaime Holguin reporting on The Story Behind the AP Story. For more on the protein problem, go to apnews.com.